It's Rock 104.9. The Quad City Rocker. There's the Hans Zimmer piece I was looking for.
Good for you.
Yeah, Mike, we just got off the phone with Hans Zimmer.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Nominated for best score for
I think
Sherlock Holmes.
He's a talented cat, for sure.
Who's he up against, you know?
What do we got? Avatar, I'm sure.
Avatar, Hurt Locker, and...
Oh, he doesn't stand a chance.
No. It's going to be an uphill battle for Hans, for sure. But no, that's cool that he was on the program, man.
Great. We should have told him. Oh, you're gonna. There's no, you don't have a chance.
Sorry, dude.
He really hate to break it to you. But best original score: Hurt Locker, Avatar, Fantastic Mr. Fox.
There we go. That's the other one. Yeah,
up
that's
and
a good
Sherlock
score.
Holmes. Boy. Yeah,
tough category this year.
He didn't seem like he really wanted it. He seems like if it happens, it happens. He seems very cool. Although this is the thing with Hans Zimmer.
I want it
the
more,
entire man. Time he was on the phone with us, I kept thinking at any moment he was going to ask for his detonators back.
Very German.
Bring me back my detonators, Mr. McLean. Yippee-ki-yay, mofo. It was almost Hans Gruber.
Yeah,
but
that was a little Gruber-esque.
Yeah, it was Hans Zimmer, not Hans Gruber. Give me back my detonators.
I thought he was going to ask for his skates back.
No, that's Hans Brinker you're thinking of.
Christian Anderson.
Oh, Hans Christian Andersen. Didn't Hans Brinker have the silver skates?
That was the character.
Yeah. That sounds right, though.
Yeah.
Written by
Hans Christian Andersen.
Where'd you pull that out of? Nicely done.
Once it's up there, it's Hans there for Brinker. Life. Mike Schultz is in studio live here to talk about the movies that he has seen and something that is the things that are coming out. He's here to talk about all
couple interesting things.
All that is seen and unseen. Yeah, he's here with the movie reviews for us. And welcome back to the show.
It's good to be here. Thank you guys for
Let's
much.
Rate a movie.
Let's do.
What did you see since last
what
time
did
we
I
talked?
See? Wolfman.
Yeah.
Benicio del Toro and Anthony Hopkins. Good God, that's boring.
Yeah.
What a boring movie. Yeah.
Sure looked
a long,
like it.
Boring movie.
No action.
About werewolves. How dare you make a boring movie about werewolves? I was offended.
You just changes a
it's
couple
just,
times and that's it.
Yeah,
huh?
It's just dark, but it's just Benicio looking mopey and Emily Blunt looking mopey and Anthony Hopkins. Being a ham,
I was
you
glad
know,
this thing didn't do well at the box office because
didn't
that
do
means
really well. I thought it made like $30 million or something crazy. I think it's just everything else
I
did
thought
better.
Valentine's Day was the big
yeah, winner. Yeah.
Yeah, that went nuts.
Yeah,
but I was happy it didn't do as well either because
I just don't want to
have to go through with wolf people what I did with the vampires.
So a waste of time.
Waste of time.
Waste of a lot of time. It sounds like too.
Yeah, it was a good 2 hours. It was a hefty. 2 hours, but it was just oppressive. It was like, oh God, just turn on a light, you know, somebody, please.
Did someone shoot him with a silver bullet at the end of the movie?
Yeah, there's silver bullet. Yeah, it's just ugh.
There's a silver bullet band. Bob Seger shows up and shoots him.
That would have helped.
Been a better movie.
Absolutely, yeah. That would have been a lot more
couple
fun.
Couple of cans of Coors.
And then there
everyone.
Is Valentine's Day that.
And
very
I saw
well.
Valentine's Day, which is just kind of as awful as you expect it to be.
Uh-huh.
It's just it's irritating because you keep waiting for these. You know, it's got everybody in the planet.
Yeah,
in it.
Eventually,
but you keep waiting for these connections that you. Figure have to be made like you'd think
eventually
you'd think Topher Grace and Ashton Kutcher would get one scene together just to make us 70s show fans going, oh, you've got Jennifer Garner and Bradley Cooper, you're like maybe one little Alias moment between them,
right? Just
wouldn't
too
that
easy
be
almost
nice?
Yeah,
you've got Eric Dane and Patrick Dempsey both from Grey's Anatomy. It's like just have them meet in the hallway or something, just something fun,
or just
like
walk
that.
By
you know what they should have
just
done,
walk by
you know?
And wink at each
yeah,
other,
just you know, a high five
what
or something.
What they should have done is the classic Scooby-Doo hallway scene where they're running in and out of doors.
Oh, yeah, see, that would have been kind of fun. Yeah. You got Julie Roberts and Anne Hathaway. I kind of want to see them in a scene together. Okay. I think that'd be fun. They're like the same actors.
So Valentine's Day, not just, Love Actually.
Yeah,
it's
just kind of irritating.
Not as good, huh?
No, but it's totally ripped off from Love Actually. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, that's what it was going for, but... Who cares? It's Valentine's weekend has passed. It'll be gone.
We can all get on with our lives.
Exactly.
Okay. All right.
And finally, I saw Percy Jackson,
yes.
the Harry Potter clone movie. Yeah,
and?
It's a Harry Potter clone movie. Yeah. It's Chris Columbus. My editor was so funny, Jeff, before I left for the movie. He's like, okay, be prepared for a lot of reaction shots of kids staring at things with their mouths open. Because that's what Chris Columbus does.
Uh-huh.
It's just a lot of CGI with kids going,
whoa.
Oh, wow.
And? Yeah, and it's that for 2.5 hours. It's just, yeah.
2.5 hours.
So stop. It's Chris Columbus.
Nothing was any good.
No, it was a bum weekend. Yeah, it was not too much fun at all.
But the good news is, if this thing didn't do well, I mean, just like when the Golden Compass, they thought that was going to be a franchise.
Yeah,
right.
But this
was
thing
that
did
Christopher
do well.
Columbus too?
No, it just felt like it. That was Chris Weitz, I think,
who did American Pie. Yeah. Good for you.
It was just long. The effects were actually kind of good, but no, it was badly acted and annoying. So
bad weekend. But yeah, this weekend looks like it's going to be better.
You know, I just want to introduce this. Pierce Brosnan is capable of being awesome or awful.
Oh yeah, there's no in between. There's no in between.
Isn't
it's
that the
Remington
truth?
Steele or Mamma Mia.
Right, you know, right. You either get Matador or
Matador.
Or Mrs. Doubtfire.
Awesome. Walking with his boots to the pool, or
right,
great flick. Yeah, or it's awful. This is on the awful side, yeah.
All right. So let's talk about what's opening today. There is a serious Oscar movie in town?
A Single Man, but Colin Firth is up for Best Actor, actually.
And this is another movie where Julianne Moore falls in love with a gay dude? How many of those is she going to do?
Yeah, at least four a decade.
It's
her thing.
Period
yeah.
pieces yes. in the 60s and 70s when where she falls in love with a gay dude.
It was a tougher time to be gay.
Right.
Basically, right.
That's her thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it was the 60s, early 60s.
Right.
So she's moved from the 50s to the 60s. Yeah. yeah. And
this is the third or fourth movie, though, with this premise, right? With Julianne Moore.
Yeah, that's interesting. I hadn't thought about
Although
that.
Is she married to him this time?
No, I think she's just a best friend.
She wants to be better than friends. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, right. But you're right. Yeah, move it along, Julianne. Right. Yeah, stretch your wings a little, babe.
Your character's gaydar, bad. Bad. Real bad.
Defective. All of your
fixed,
characters.
Honey.
Yeah.
Bad.
Seriously.
Also opening today, we've got a movie that just the trailers have been terrifying me for about 9 months now.
Seriously, I'm a little nervous about this one. Yeah.
Shutter Island. I mean, they were showing the trailers for this back when I used to go to the movies a lot.
What's going on Shutter Island?
Can we get the hell out of there?
Leonardo DiCaprio is a U.S. Marshal investigating a murderer.
Is it that important?
They're on an island. Can we just leave them there?
Is it so important that I have to go there?
He's a U.S. Marshal investigating a murderer's mysterious disappearance from a hospital for the criminally insane.
Hello.
This is a Martin Scorsese movie.
Oh, yeah. This could be Cape Fun.
Yeah, this
Cape
could
Fear
be real
fun,
good.
You know, yeah.
I do have a clip. And please, Darren, turn all the lights on in the studio as we listen to Shutter Island.
Those paintings are quite accurate. Used to be the kind of patients we deal with here were shackled and left in their own filth. They were beaten. As if whipping them bloody would drive the psychosis out, we drove screws into their brains, we submerged them in icy water until they lost consciousness or even drowned.
And now?
We treat them, try to heal, try to cure. And if that fails, at least we provide them with a measure of comfort in their lives, calm.
These are all violent defenders, right? I mean, they've hurt people, murdered them in some cases.
In almost all cases, yes.
And personally, Doctor, I'd have to say screw their sense of calm.
Yeah. Yeah, the screws and the ice baths. What you're saying is those were the good old days.
Remember the ice baths?
Those were the good old days when we broke their spirit.
Good times.
Yeah.
Ben Kingsley, Gandhi, scares the hell out of me.
Scariest man on the planet.
Isn't he just terrifying?
And then
terrifying?
We got Max von Sydow in that thing. You've seen him showing up, going somewhere.
No!
I'm like, God.
I have a feeling this one's going to do pretty well.
Yeah, this could be fun. I hope it's big and cheesy and over the top as hell. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
I hope.
I hate to be the spoiler here, but usually when a movie, because this thing was supposed to be released and then it got pushed back and pushed back and pushed back, a lot of times that's not the best news for a movie.
Yeah. From what I understand,
they're trying to get it right.
Yeah, I'm not sure if this is correct, but I thought I heard that somebody from the studio saying that they pushed it back because they didn't want this to be released at the end of the year and everyone to be like, oh, it's Scorsese's Oscar thing, and then it comes out and it's just a big, cool, cheesy horror movie. So I think they wanted to kind of get out of the way of bigger picks, and now they do have
they
the weekend all to themselves.
They didn't want it to be
misinterpreted. So. Yeah, I think so. I think,
yeah, right. Yeah. DiCaprio in a Scorsese movie does equal
The Aviator,
Oscars.
Right.
Yeah, right. So, right. Okay. Or Gangs of New York. Or
The Departed.
The Departed.
He's got his Departed accent, I noticed, still.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Not letting go of that. He's got all his teeth.
At the very end, they open one of the jail cells at Shutter Island, and it's Matt Damon. And he just goes, okay. And instead of Max von Sydow, it's Donnie Wahlberg.
Right.
That's such a great ending to a movie. I want that to be the ending of every movie from now on.
It's pretty great, yeah.
He's Mike Schultz.
Just the two then, huh?
That's it. Yeah. Light weekend for me.
This will be a better weekend for you.
I hope so.
From the River Cities Reader, read his reviews online at rcreader.com. And you can listen to what you just heard here in podcast form.
And why wouldn't you want to?
Yeah. If you enjoyed
listen
what you
to
just
it over
heard.
And over. Heck yeah.
Can if you were nostalgic for 9 o'clock this morning, well, you could relive it.
We're here to serve.
It's there for you. It's Dave and Darren, and this is Rock 104.9.
In today's MMA Fix, there have